Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting evening of Rolling Energy. Tonight, we're going to share with you some information. So I'm going to ask you to grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, because you'd want to take notes and ask some great questions. First, we want to make sure that everyone understands this show has not been evaluated by any government or regulatory agencies. So we ask that you not ask any kind of medical questions. We are not here to prevent, talk about cures, prevention, any kind of diagnosis. We are not medical doctors. So we ask if you're on any kind of medication, please consult with your doctor. Do not stop any medications and consult with your physician or licensed practitioner and invite them to the show. Second, we will not be discussing income claims because everyone is different. Everyone is unique. So people have different things and different styles. So get back with the person that invited you this evening. Get their website. I would suggest you have that pen and paper when you go to their site and go to the rewards and compensation and read it about five times minimum so you have a good, clear understanding. Hi, my name is Gary Shaw. I'm one of your hosts this evening. I have a little small business degree and marketing degree. I have built a linear businesses and sales company that exceeded over $3.6 million, was one of the top distributors in the entire world for many years. But the person I'm going to introduce you to, my business partner, my friend, a mentor, someone I've known for years and years and years, actually was a college professor. He wrote two curriculums for two different universities in Ohio. He has an MBA. He has a marketing degree. He has a psychology degree. He has a speech degree. But what he's known for more than anything else is he is a naturist. He's been all over the world. He's taken more than a million people on these little ventures called weed walks, deep into jungles, places that no one's probably ever been, way out in the middle of swamps and just in the jungles. He likes to take people on these weed walks and shows you how to sustain your life. With that, we're going to let him introduce what we're the discussion tonight. And he's going to take you back into history. He's going to bring you current. And then he's going to share some information that you definitely want to write down. And if you're a first-time caller, you want to listen carefully, write that information down, ask questions, because we will be giving away some free resonators, as he likes to call them, batteries. With that, let's give Professor Irv Samuels a nice warm welcome. Irv, are you here?
Good evening. Good evening.
Great. Take it away.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody tuning in this evening. We're going to cover some pretty spectacular, hard-to-believe realities. In fact, for those people that are listening for the first time this evening, you'll say this is science fiction. You'll say this is not possible. But you're going to find out it absolutely is part of our world, and you have the ability to improve your lives and change your future dramatically by simply utilizing these various technologies and aspects of your life. With that, let's jump back into history about the turn of the 1900s. A little before that, a young man came to America. He was actually highly educated. He was a physicist. He was a mechanical and an electrical engineer. He actually developed more than 1,000 patents, but he is best known for being a futurist. And put your head around this one. In 1895, in one of his journals, he had pictures of self-driving automobiles. Think he was thinking a little bit ahead? Well, he probably is best known for his work with with electrical activities. He was working on the Tesla coil. That would be Nikola Tesla. And the Tesla coil was being funded by J.P. Morgan, who eventually pulled the plug, but ultimately what it would have brought to our world would have been free electricity, pulling energy right out of the air and being able to transmit it through the air. Well, Edison and Westinghouse, I drove through Ohio today and ended up in Michigan, and I noticed that I drove over the Thomas A. Edison Bridge, a memorial bridge to the guy who put meters on her house forever. Anyhow, let me jump ahead a little. Mr. Tesla was working on some other projects. He was working on something called quantum resonating energy. And not very much is known about that today, but we're learning. Here is an example of the benefits of quantum resonating energy. And that is, when you are smart enough to go outside in areas of the world in which there are intense enough impact from the sun as far as the quantum resonating energy getting to your body. And you can be a blind man, doesn't make any difference. As long as you're exposed to that sun, your body begins to create high levels of vitamin D3. You can't overdose on the production of vitamin D3 based upon that energy exposure. And if you have enough, it will produce the ultimate amount that your body needs. Well, study up on vitamin D3. Critical in, kind of fighting off viral infections. Critical in so many other aspects of optimal health. And I won't go into that tonight, but that certainly is a deep hole that you can go down and learn an awful lot. But the takeaway is very simply, the sun impacts every single mammal on the planet simply by resonating energy, and we have the ability to benefit from that energy. So I'm going to jump ahead a little. About 100 years, a young man in New Hampshire went to the mailbox, opened up a letter, and he was invited to the Tesla convention. That is an amazing event in which some of the sharpest minds in the world are invited. And he got so excited, he pretty much was packing his bags and on his way. Well, here's a young man and his father, Rick Hassler, who is a serious businessman. In fact, at that time, he had sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the huge global industrial giant from Japan, for big bucks. So he was certainly, able to send his son to the convention, but he had some reservations. And the reason for that is that Mike had, kind of limited exposure to the world, had never been out of the country. And, well, I can't say that. He had never been to Europe. And certainly not to Germany, and the convention was in Germany that year. So, again, the father, had reservations sending his son across the pond by himself to a land where they don't speak our language to be with some of the, and I say this respectfully, some of the geekiest people on the planet. And he just didn't know what to think of that, and he said, no, you're not ready for that. But Mike, I'm sorry, was pretty persistent, the passion of a young man, determined to, kind of take advantage of something that he was offered that he felt would be maybe the most impactful thing in his life. And he just kept beating on his dad. And eventually Rick came around. He said, all right, Mike, you're going. There's a catch, and that is I'm going with you. It's exactly what happened. They went to Germany. They attended all the seminars and all the breakout sessions, and boy, did they have some major brain swell. Well, after the convention, they were coming back to the States, and pretty soon Mike looked at his dad, and his dad, said, well, what are you thinking, Mike? Mike said, hey, we're going to change the world. And his dad said, what are you talking about? And Mike said, well, based upon that quantum energy and some ideas that I have, what we were exposed to and some cool thoughts that I have, I believe I could develop some practical applications that are going to have major impact on every household in the world. And his dad did a double take. Maybe his head almost spun around because he had been at the same lectures, heard every single word that Mike heard, and all he came away with was, boy, that's pretty cool. It may happen sometime, hopefully in my lifetime. And he was about, a little over 50 at the time. So he was thinking, 30, 40, 50 years into the future, there might be some really, incredible applications in quantum resonating energy. Well, he thought it was science fiction. And, it was sort of like, to him, beam me up, Scotty, right out of Star Trek. And when his son said, I'm going to develop something practical, he couldn't believe it. But he has a lot of faith in his children. And he said, Mike, are you serious? And Mike said, hey, I got this one, Dad. And at that point, he realized how sincere and how intent his son was. And he said, what do you need? And Mike said, money, and lots of it. And Rick, as a sound businessman, said, for what? And Mike started spelling out, I need state-of-the-art computing equipment. I need some software that is going to be able to isolate frequencies and then embed frequencies into aqueous solutions and substrates and work with blue light energy and preserve it and work with, it went on and on, basically state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. And Rick looked at him, he said, boy, that is going to be expensive. And Mike was smart enough to tell his dad, mere pittance. When we develop practical ideas that the whole world is going to eventually, grab onto, it doesn't matter how much we spend up front. It's just going to keep coming back and keep growing more and more revenue. And we can impact so many people. And with that, Rick said, all right. Here's the checkbook. Mike went shopping. Didn't take very long till he had his laboratory set up, and he pretty much doesn't even leave that laboratory. He loves what he does, has a passion beyond imagination, and what he does is experiment after experiment. And after a relatively short period of time, he put together a patent, okay? And they filed for that patent. Took a couple years before it was approved, but while it was patent pending, they began to spread the word. They began to get some customers for their technology, mostly chiropractors and naturopaths and blue light healers and homeopaths and people that work with Reiki and, it goes on, but people that, for one reason or another, appreciate the benefits of energy. And they basically developed many patents. We now actually have 6 patents. And again, don't take my word for it. Get back to the individual who invited you here tonight, and they'll give you the references so you could go begin to, delve as deep into the rabbit holes as you want. You can review every detail of every patent. Here is basically the fundamentals of the first patent. I like to call it a trifecta because it has 3 impressive components. First of all, we isolate a frequency from a given source, and everything in our world has frequencies, just like the sun, just like the earth, just like your eyeball, just like plants, just like substrates of every kind, whether it's a mineral or a vitamin, whether it's, it doesn't matter. Everything resonates energy, quantum resonating energy, and it's exclusive to itself. So that was the fundamental beginning. The second part is that they basically take those frequencies and they embed them into storage devices. And as Gary alluded, I like to call those batteries. He called them resonators. And those are both good terms, resonating energy. They continually resonate quantum resonating energy. And they're like batteries. They store this energy and it doesn't morph or change in any way. And that is why I like to call them batteries. We could all relate to batteries. So here is where it gets extremely hard to grasp. When anything with an energy field, that could be a plant, an animal, a mammal, a human, comes into an area close to one of these batteries, the recipient takes on the benefits of the original emanating source of the energy as if they had consumed it. Did I just say that you can now get the benefit of minerals and vitamins and plants and CBD and things like that without consuming it? That's what I said. Hard to believe, isn't it? Well, the world keeps developing new technologies, and this is remarkable. And the other thing that happens is that specifically when anything with a energy field comes in contact or, you know, the proximity close by to one of these batteries, they get the benefit of the energy as if they had been exposed to the original source of the energy. So, you know, I mentioned the frequency of the Earth. Well, we're Earth beings and we benefit to, you know, the nth degree plus by taking advantage of the frequency of the Earth. And unfortunately, man has pretty much isolated ourselves from the Earth. Back in the 60s, we developed plastics and rubber. And since then, very few people walk barefoot anymore and really get connected or grounded to the Earth. Well, we're going to talk about a solution for that. But point is, they have the ability to embed Earth frequencies into a battery, and they have. So let's talk about some practical applications. The first is something they developed called Relief. It is a hologram. They use holograms and they use carbon fibers because after hundreds and hundreds of experiments with various substrates, they found that they hold the energy most efficiently. So this little battery looks like a Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's peel and stick, and it holds energy for about 72 hours. When you put it near an energy field on an animal or on a human, they begin to experience relief, relief from stress, relief from anxiety, relief from discomfort, relief from excruciating discomfort, relief from indigestion, relief from all kinds of things. Pretty much any time, you know, your body brings to your attention that something isn't working exactly right and you need relief, doesn't get any simpler. I'll tell you a little story. 2 days ago, for one reason or another, I woke up after, you know, kind of a restless night. I think it was because I was working on my taxes. You know, kind of up against the deadline. And bottom line is that, you know, as I was going through the aggravation, it must have just, you know, given me, you know, the ability to not comfortably go to sleep. And though I was sleeping, I must have, you know, been running around the bedroom or, you know, beating myself up somehow, somewhere. And I ended up that I couldn't even, you know, kind of bend down to put my shoes on in the next morning. I mean, I was a mess. I mean, it was very, very uncomfortable. And I simply put on one of these Relief, just one, on the apex of where the discomfort was on my back, and I put a nitro patch, and I'm going to talk about those next. They help with your cardiovascular system to get more efficient circulation to every area in the body. And I have to say, you know, by the end of that day, I was pretty much not 100%, but almost normal. And now I've been, you know, driving for, I don't know, 6 hours or whatever, and I certainly couldn't have done that comfortably had I not had the Relief patch. So don't, you know, procrastinate. Try these things. They're all unconditionally guaranteed by the manufacturer, so you have no financial risk in trying every one of them. The next one is, again, our nitro chip. This battery stimulates the natural production of nitric oxide in the body, which, here's the takeaway, it's a natural vasculator. It specifically allows your cardiovascular system to better deliver oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. If you like better performance, okay, if you want a little extra boom, boom in the bedroom, if you want to indeed take care of some kind of physical activity that you've been dreading doing, you know, before you decide to move that rock pile out of your backyard, make sure you add some nitro patches. So, and again, patches, resonators, batteries, call them whatever you want, you know, get comfortable with the terminology that you like, but the point is they are revolutionary technology. And the recovery time, you know, when you have ample oxygen in your body, it is so much faster than normal. So as soon as you can, begin to experience these and watch your body begin to get your nitric oxide levels back to youthful production. Moving on, we have an immune modulator. I'll talk about that in a testimonial later on, but you can just think about it, immunity, and would you like optimal immunity or would you like a wimpy immune system? Then we have a sleep battery. Sleep is so important for optimal function. If you want, you know, real vital energy in your life, you need to get really deep, good sleep. And if you have any complications going to sleep, you need to improve that. If you get up a lot during the night, you need to improve that. If you're not getting deep stage 4 REM rapid eye movement sleep, you need to improve that. Well, all I could tell you is, you know, last night I put on 2 of those sleep, and I think I had that's the first time I've ever put 2 on. I've tried 1 before, but I think that's the best night of sleep that I've had in, I don't know, decades. It's remarkable. And it's now, you know, I got up at 4 o'clock and started driving this morning and, you know, did a lot of things in between. And I'll tell you, I'm fully energized and, you know, didn't have any, you know, need for any energy drinks. It's marvelous when you get the right sleep. And we have other modalities. I'm not even going to talk about them. We'll hopefully get some testimonials on our Wow, our Burn, our Revive. And again, you know, they're just impeccably powerful. They really will make a difference in your life. Let me talk about 3 other technologies. One is an EMF shield, electromagnetic frequency shield. What it does is it mitigates the damaging effect of electromagnetic radiation from devices that you own. That could be your cell phone, your router, your laptop, your notebook, your burglar alarm system, your remote camera system, your smart appliances, your smart vacuum cleaner, your hair dryer, your microwave, your smart meter on your house, the fob that opens your garage door, that opens your car, the Bluetooth equipment that you use regularly, it goes on and on. They all emit that frequency of damaging radiation, and you really need to mitigate it. And don't take my word for it. We have a little video. Get back to the individual who invited you. They'll be glad to share it with you in less than 4 minutes. You'll understand how powerful these are without any way to dispute how well they work. 2 other technologies that I'm going to briefly touch on, and we could talk hours on both of these. One is called a freshness card or a food freshness card. It has frequencies embedded in it. It's an amazing hologram, unconditionally guaranteed for a year. And what it does is it specifically avails the natural slowing process on the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi. And boy, are those detrimental in our world. In your refrigerator, they just beat you up. They reach right into your wallet or your pocketbook, and they steal your money away. You know, have you ever thrown out your organic spinach or your red raspberries a little prematurely, or your milk ever go sour, your sour cream or cottage cheese ever go a little bad, you ended up just throwing out your money? Or how about your bread? Ever get stale? Or how about donuts? You know, I don't recommend eating donuts, but bottom line, if you have them, you know, and you forgot about them for 2 days, you know, they're probably only good for throwing at your miserable neighbor and breaking his windows. But with a freshness card, things last 50% longer, and it makes such a difference, and it's going to save you so much money. And the final item I'm going to talk about is the earthing card. Love it. Definitely the most incredible technology that I've been exposed to in decades. It is phenomenal. It brings the frequencies of the earth into a simple credit card-sized carbon fiber material that is unconditionally guaranteed for a year, that when you carry it with you, you get the benefit of earthing 24 hours a day. Now, is that important? Well, let me just ask you one simple question. If by having one of these cards you become stronger, you improve your range of motion. You know, let's say that you typically have a problem reaching down and tying your shoes while your feet are on the floor. You usually have to lift them up onto a stool to do that. If this card would make enough difference in your range of motion and your flexibility that you could do it comfortably, would that be what you would call an improvement in your quality of life? How about your balance? I unfortunately, you know, have recently run into a couple people that have had mishaps. You know, they fell over. And it's not good to, you know, beat yourself up by hitting the concrete or whatever when you fall over. Balance is a critical factor. In my opinion, you can't have, you know, too much ability to balance. You know, it's cool if you'd be able to walk across that high wire over Niagara Falls. And this card will absolutely help you towards any kind of balancing activity that you want to improve. Has so many other benefits. The only one I'm going to talk about right now is that it mitigates the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. As I speak, I am, you know, pulled over, and there are, I don't know, 30 power lines within probably 200 yards of me. I just noticed them, looked up. And then there's another concourse going the opposite direction, maybe 500 meters from me. Am I being bombarded by dirty electricity? Sadly. In fact, this is a pretty cool thing. One of our branding partners, Gary McGee, brought it to our attention. He's kind of an earth scientist. He used to be a school teacher. Earthworms don't live under power lines. They're smart enough not to try. Humans, not so smart. So you need these cards. Now let me kind of turn my hat in the direction of a little marketing thinking, a little business development thinking. Not suggesting that you want to develop a business, although in my opinion, everybody should have a plan B. No matter what your focus is, no matter how many millions of dollars you have coming in every day, I'm happy for you. But a little extra would be incredible, especially, you know, if you just are in a position where you'd like to give everything additional away to good causes, make this a much better world. Or for the average person, where you're not even sure of your paycheck next week, or you don't know if the federal government's going to, you know, kind of back off on their Social Security payments or, you know, whatever. There's nothing sure in this world. So as a consequence, doesn't it make sense to develop a plan B? Take advantage of tax advantages if you turn this into a business. You could become a brand partner. It doesn't cost anything. So there's no financial risk. Get back to the individual who invited you. They'll be glad to get you positioned. You'll get a self-replicated website, which has the ability to translate into multiple languages. We're actually doing business in 84 countries around the world already. And once you have your own website and you begin to share this information, believe me, you never have to do what I did here tonight. Please don't even think about it. Just become a good inviter. Get people in front of this information. We do this particular radio blog show 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday night at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Become a good inviter and you'll see that people will start going to your website, making purchases, and cha-ching, cha-ching, your register goes off. Then if you decide to become a serious business builder, purchase a package. You know, get some products so you could be a product of the products. Get them all. Try them all. They're all unconditionally guaranteed, minimum 90 days. So you have the opportunity to really experiment with them, you know, kick every one of the batteries to the sky and back and decide which ones you like best. And I'm willing to bet you're going to like them all. But again, you need to do your own experiments. And once you buy a package, you have the ability to leverage and earn income based upon not what you do, not selling things, not, you know, introducing people to your website where they buy, but you have the ability to get overrides on international organizational development, other people that decide that they want to share this information around the world. And those can be quite significant. I'm not going to make any income claims here, but you absolutely can make part-time income, full-time income working part-time, or legacy income if you choose. There's no limits, but it will require an awful lot of work if you want to get it to the point where you're putting in continuous income development from continuous growth of sales around the world. And here's the final point that I'm going to make before we turn it to those first-time listeners. They can identify themselves and get freebies. And that is one part of the compensation plan, and they're improving it. So this is just how it is now, but it's going to be a lot of additional really, really nice ways to make some extra money if that's what you're looking for. The particular part of the compensation plan, and there's eight different parts of it right now, called the binary or dual team system, affords you the opportunity to, and again, it's capped, you know, get your violin out when you hear this. You can only, in that part of the plan, again, that's just a, you know, it's one of the parts that's capped. There's other parts that are uncapped, unlimited income potential, but the binary is capped at $30,000 weekly. With that, don't procrastinate. Please don't let this opportunity pass you by. Do not let these technologies, you know, sit in your mind and not, you know, come into your household to benefit everybody in your household. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Herb. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a pen and paper and took some great notes. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to call out the last four digits of a phone number when you press 1. So if you are a first-time caller, press 1 on your phone and get into the queue. Richard will call out the last four digits of your phone number. And what we would like for you to do is say your first name, the state you're calling from, and the first and last name of the person that invited you, because they win when you win. If you win, they win. The more people you invite, the more you win. So, Richard, do you have anyone that's pressed 1 as of yet?
Yes, we do. We have a couple of them here. So we're going to start out with 5965. 5965, your mic is open.
That would be me. I'm Florentine Abbott, and Gloria Estolori invited me.
Great.
And where
are
you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Sacramento. Great. What'd you learn this evening?
Oh, lots of stuff. I did have a question.
Okay.
Great. We're waiting.
All right. I believe it was the nitro patch. Is there an age, a minimum age?
Any
minimum
any,
age?
No, there is no age.
Okay, so you could be 12?
You could be an infant and have it put on your diaper.
Okay, I'm just checking because I have a son and he has a lot of young friends and I have nephews and I just wanted, you know, they're going to start taking MMA classes. They're going to want to be tough and I just want to make sure that they're safe.
Yes, they're absolutely their energy.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's no different than being exposed, and again, it's a different energy, but it's no different than being exposed to the earth. You can't overdose on earth frequency.
Okay, great. That was the question I had little, for that one.
Yep.
Little football
and
teams,
we actually,
go ahead, Herb.
We actually have had, you know, infants that had, you know, challenges of one kind or another in which their parents decided to, you know, up their energy, up their immunity, add a CBD patch. You know, unfortunately, we didn't talk about that particular modality at all, but we have a organic full-spectrum CBD resonator. It has no chemicals of any kind in it, and we as mammals have a system within our bodies called the endocannabinoid system. And what it does is it guides every system within our body towards homeostasis or balance. And unfortunately, because of, you know, political activities that happened a long time ago, we pretty much have eliminated those food sources within our diet. So very few mothers have their endocannabinoid system's working. So when their baby is born, there's a good possibility they have a dormant endocannabinoid system. Nothing has been nutritionally available to stimulate it. And as a consequence, systems can be out of balance, you know, even at, you know, a birth part in their, you know, their evolution. And it just makes perfect sense that you want them to be as healthy as possible. So CBD is something that everybody should be incorporating. And we have one that has absolutely no chemicals, so there's no complications. And the frequencies just resonate continuously, stimulating that system in your body. So things will begin to work a little more efficiently. And Gary would like to comment on you know, truckers and military people relative to this particular solution for CBD.
Yeah, I get tested anywhere from because they know I have it. I own my own rig and trailer. I have CDLs, and I have to be extremely careful. And I've got a lot of trucker friends, and when I told them about this, it kind of exploded because I wear the CBD all the time and the tag, and I've been testing frequently. It shows up 0 point. It's 0.000 in a test. So it's perfectly safe. There's no chemicals. It's nothing but pure energy. They don't have anything to test basically for strictly energy. Works wonders. I've got police officer friends, military friends that use it, and this is the only thing that they can use because it physically works and it helps your bones and helps your body better balanced and better mind focus.
Related to CBD, just, you know, in case you're unaware of the fact, but recently, and I would say maybe 3 months ago or so, the Navy put out a new edict, you know, a new policy that impacts, you know, every single active Navy soldier and all of the Marines. And that particular enactment is that they're not allowed to have CBD in their body at all. They can't even use a rub of CBD, you know, a cream or, something to help with a joint discomfort or something, rubbing it on the area. Can't do it, or they could be sanctioned. They could end up losing, you know, a career over that particular mistake on their part. Well, we have a solution for, in fact, Monday night we do a military tribute. I believe I talked to Major Bob Tillman today. I believe he's going to be on board on Monday. And I'm meeting with him. I'm actually in the Michigan area now, and we'll be getting together. And he has, you know, literally thousands of fellow veterans that have, you know, some conditions of anxiety and stress that are lingering. You know, it's not something that just went away after their active military service went away. They're haunted by it on occasion, and sometimes it's debilitating. Well, we have a simple modality that could certainly help their body get things back into balance, get that nervous system working a little better, stimulate that endocannabinoid system, and eliminate, for most people, a lot of that stress and anxiety, almost like a miracle. Any other questions?
No, not for me.
Okay, thanks, Flo.
Great.
I appreciate your being on board. Come back often, invite guests. You earn 3 resonators. Go to the form quantumsolutionsnow.info, fill it in, and that's how we, you know, start the process of getting you freebies. So quantumsolutionsnow.info and Gloria will get freebies when you fill it in at the same time. So she thanks you, and you should thank her. Thank you for being with us. Come back.
Are we in tomorrow again?
We do this show 5 nights a week. We don't do it Friday night, okay? We don't do it Tuesday night. So we'll be back Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Flo, hold on a second. Irv, I've got a question for you. So
yes.
Anyone, a teenage boy, girl, adult, takes on a new venture, they're exercising or competing more, do you think they might get a little bit sore, particularly starting out the first few days or week?
Well, you know, it depends on if they're youthful, you know, if they're really young, there's a good possibility that they have, you know, amazing levels of nitric oxide production. It's a gas produced in the cardiovascular system. But maybe they don't. You know, that's contingent upon their diets and all the complications of the stressors that are in their life, you know, and it's a good possibility that, you know, they're just not functioning the way that, you know, maybe we did when we were kids. You know, we were fortunate. We didn't know how fortunate we were, but there were so many less stressors in our world at that time.
Yeah, I remember, you know, starting out in sports and everything, usually those first days were rather rough. So my point was they might also benefit from having some relief patches.
Absolutely. And CBD.
Feeling it.
And CBD. I mean, I remember when I, fifth grade, when I tried out for basketball, I was so stressed out. I lost it. I couldn't shoot. I couldn't dribble. I was just having an anxiety, you know, attacks, I guess. And had I known, you know, even there was any simple, natural, safe solution, you know, it would have made such a difference for me. And then, you know, you look at academic performance, you know, how many people can't take tests? How many people, you know, think about events coming up for one reason or another, and they're petrified? I mean, it just literally, it's like a deer looking into the headlights. They can't function. So, yes, our modalities are of critical benefit to young people as well as, you know, the oldest living person on the planet. And our pets and animals at the same time.
Exactly. Thank you, Irv. I just was kind of thinking about that. Okay, last four digits, 8089. Go ahead, you're live.
Hi, my name is Joel Cortez. I'm a 20-year-old from California, and I was actually told to listen through Florentine Abbott, who was the last caller. I tuned in a little bit late, but yeah.
Great. Appreciate your attending this evening. Come back often. You know, ultimately, you know, what we have is, and you just won some freebies, okay? You could pick out, you know, from the website quantumsolutionsnow.info, go there. You'll see there's a couple line items that you fill in, and then there's a box, and in that box, make sure that you list Florence as the person that invited you, so she gets freebies for your being here, and you'll get freebies when you pick. You'll see right below that box, there's several topics, about 15 topics. Pick those that are of interest to you so we can get the appropriate information in your hand so you can, you know, do a little more evaluation. You know, kick this around a little. And after you watch the videos that we submit to you, you've earned your resonators. If you invite your friends and they show up on this radio show, they'll earn a 9-day supply of resonators to try, whatever they want, and you get a 6-day supply every time you do that. And the cool thing is that some of the people that are exposed to this information, and again, you know, I won't put my brain in anybody else's head, but I've seen it thousands of times. I have, you know, people from all over the world now that are excited about these technologies. I have young people, I have old people. Nobody's old. No, they're younger than they were when they came on board and started using these technologies, and they'll continue to get younger. but the bottom line is that this is an amazingly timed opportunity. You know, and I wish somebody had introduced me to something of this mammoth global scope at your age. Man, do you have the world in a, if you get it. If you don't get it, it's maybe not for you. I mean, that's okay. But ultimately, all this is about is opening people's vision to alternatives that they don't know anything about. And since you missed part of the show, we recommend come back, you know, catch it all. Come back several times. Bring some friends. Get more and more freebies. Have some fun. You know, we actually, as, you know, we get, I mean, for those, when I was young, I was a big party animal. I mean, a big party animal. And back in 1999, I developed one of these businesses in which we basically brought in some college kids that developed incredible partying ability. You know, they were able to put on the biggest, coolest parties, unlimited pizza at the beach. And what did they do? They required people to bring two guests to look at the information. And it's unlimited what you can do. I mean, I you can appreciate it or not, but please investigate thoroughly. That's all I can say. Fair enough?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. Make sure you fill in the form, quantumsolutionsnow.info. Richard?
I'm here.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Any other?
Thank you, Joel. At this point in time, we only have brand partners left. So if a brand partner would like to press 1 and share your story with some of the products and everything here, now's the time to do it.
While we're waiting, I'll talk a little bit about immunity. I specifically have been allergic to cat dander for decades that I'm aware of, probably my entire life. And what happens when I'm exposed to cats is it doesn't take very long until my eyes start to glass over and then start to water. My nose starts to run. And I am in the cat dander. If I'm exposed much longer than, you know, just kind of an incidental exposure, I break out into welts and hives. Well, I was at a brand partner's house in central Pennsylvania, and he has a cat. Cat came over to me. I have all these energy modalities on, and animals are attracted to energy. They're a lot smarter than people. When we put the earthing water, you know, we energize water with the earthing card, and we put it in one bowl, and then you put another bowl of the same water right next to it, animals will automatically gravitate to the energized water. They have a huge ability to sense energy so much better than most humans. And animals love the energy that I, you know, I'm carrying. You know, I carry at least 2 earthing cards right now. I have 4, 2 in my wallet, 1 in my right pocket, 1 on a lanyard. I have a WOW pet tag around my neck. I have a CBD pet tag around my neck. I have a immunity patch on my K27. I have a new Nitro Gold on my left wrist, on my right wrist. I have a new modality. It's basically a balancing modality. It goes on and on. It's just amazing how this energy works. But cats, you know, kind of approach me. Dogs approach me. Deer approach me. I had a porcupine follow me through the woods for 2 miles. I mean, animals are tuned into energy. So, anyhow, when I was at this house, the cat came over to me. It didn't take very long. My eyes started to, you know, kind of water. My nose started to run, and I knew I had a problem. So I told Scott at the time, I'm going to step out, get a little fresh air, and put a patch on. And I did that. Came back in, you know, momentarily. All I did is put 1 patch on, came in, put it on my right wrist. And he was timing. And 8 minutes later, I was asymptomatic. It completely cleared up that, you know, dysfunction. And I was able to play with the cat the rest of the day. I kept that patch on 2 more days, went back to the house a couple times. No complications at all. So I try to always have immunity patches on. Just makes sense in these days and times with all the challenges we have in our world to add, you know, some compelling natural energy components that really embed cool things that help your immune system work much better. The frequencies that we know of inside our immune resonator are vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, cotacota, licorice root, elderberry, literal cornucopia of things that have been documented to really push your immune system to higher functioning levels. With that, do we have anybody that's ready
to
jibber jab?
Yes, we do. Going to start Thank out you. With 8421. Pam, go right ahead.
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
Hi, Pam. Welcome,
hey.
Welcome. Where we're going?
Long time no here.
I know. I guess that leads me right into my little testimonial. So I've had – am I coming through okay?
Better when you talk directly into the phone instead of the speaker.
Okay.
Love it.
Whoops.
Where'd you go?
I think we lost her when she did that.
Okay. Well, she'll be back, I'm sure.
She'll be back. Hold on a second.
Well, I'll go ahead and start. I got a new
one. Well, we got a couple other, Gary. Gary,
okay,
we got
well,
a couple
go
others
ahead.
Here. So take advantage
go
of them
ahead.
While
Let
we can
go.
Here. Okay.
Yes.
9400. Go ahead, Mary.
It's Marty, like Mardi Gras.
Marty, sorry.
It's okay. I don't have a testimonial because I don't have my products yet. I've ordered them, but they're not here yet. But I have a question about the product line. You have the tags for the dog. And the wow, I know people are putting it on a chain and wearing it. People are wearing it. What I want to know is, do you have any type of tag like that for the dog to protect it against EMF?
Actually,
what could I use?
You could take the EMF shield and put it on the collar.
Oh.
And we are about to have a EMF and earthing patch that will be available to put on their pet tag. It's coming. Some
okay,
of us
yeah,
are actually playing with them as we speak.
Because that was from tonight, that was my thought, was that I can put that on the dog tag. Because I have a friend who has some dogs with Cushing's disease, and I suspect that a lot of it is because of the exposure to 3G, 4G, that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's
know,
there's no question. There's no question that the complications of EMF complicate, you know, pre-existing conditions. I mean, it just makes it much more difficult to keep things in balance.
Right. Well, I was thinking that I would use the earthing thing and put it on a.
Now, what is, you know, pretty powerful is the fact that the water that they drink, you know, will have the frequency of the earthing card in it if you energize. So as a consequence, depending on how often they drink, there's a good possibility they're going to carry those protective frequencies.
In the case of
Gary's dog, definitely. I mean, it just drinks, you know, it's like a drunkaholic.
She drinks a lot of water with a wow tag. It's got the food freshness card under her food and water. I got one of those big old they call them feeders. Anyway, it's got its own little where it doesn't spill. Anyway, it's got a food freshness card in the bottom, and then I've got a CBD tag and a wow tag that Lily stays in her water. And I just, you know, when the water gets to halfway down, I fill it up. She drinks, she goes through 4 or 5 gallons of water a week on a trip.
Okay, that's good to know. I have one here with tumors, don't know what kind of tumors. This is mine, my personal pet. And I thought, well, I would do, I'd try a little bit of everything for her because I don't know if it's the big C or not, but I want to.
Great idea. I mean, and I my thoughts, you know, if I had a pet that was challenged like that would be, I'd definitely make sure that I'm really, you know, kind of overwhelming its exposure to the immunity, to the CBD, to the nitro, and to the earthing card.
Okay. Immunity, CBD, nitro, and earthing. Okay. Because
yep.
She does have challenges. She's also 13 years old, so I want to I
Well, you'll see it get frisky. You'll see it get friskier. You know, it makes such a major difference when you up that nitric oxide level and you get, you know, the energy of the earth effectively continuously impacting the animal. Is it indoors? I mean, you know, typically when they're outdoors, they're okay. They're earth.
She loves to lay down in the grass outside, and she does that
cool.
every time I take her out.
I just heard something that was remarkable to me. And again, you know, this is a learning process. This energy is the coolest thing ever, okay? And we don't really have a lot of understanding yet. You know, we're just beginning to touch the, you know, the top of the iceberg, the tip. But what this study, this is a study, and I basically dogs are there's a lot of studies that document that when people have terminal diseases, okay, that dogs are very therapeutic, okay, and we don't even really understand exactly, you know, to what degree they're impacting, you know, those suffering individuals, okay, but we do know that, you know, it changes their attitude, gets rid of stress and anxiety. It's
right.
more than that, I believe. It's a lot more than that. And here's what the study basically reported. And that was that when a dog, you know, goes, and this specifically was a cancer patient, okay, and they did, uh-huh. you know, multiple dogs that were caring for cancer patients or, you know, guardian dogs for cancer patients. And what would happen is that the dog would interact with the person, get up in their bed, get on their lap, you know, just, you know, kind of really commune with the person. And it wouldn't take very long until they wanted to leave. Okay. The dog would choose when they wanted to leave, and their direction would be right outside, and they would want to lie in the ground. They would want to recapture the energy that had been drained out of them into that person.
Because of the exposure, yeah. Interesting.
Isn't that entertaining? I mean, you know, when you begin think about how powerful that is. I mean, we really are meant to enjoy the benefits of earthing. And for those of you that are first-time listeners tonight or people that haven't gone to the video in which the medical doctor explains the science of earthing, I highly encourage you to do that. It's available. It's 7 minutes long. She was asked how much earthing is enough. And she goes through the science. You know, she goes through the double-blind studies on earthing. We know that one second of hugging a tree reduces your inflammatory response, you know, your inflammation.
Oh, that's
15 minutes improves your immune system function. 15 minutes of earthing. So how important, and the longer that you're exposed to, you know, contact with the earth, you know, grounded to the earth, you have your shoes off and you're outside, or you have one of our earthing cards in your pocket or in your energy field, the better it gets. So that site is tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing. That's DrEarthing, Dr. Earthing.
It's very good. And I watched that.
Yeah, it is really informative. And another thing that I want to mention, you know, we were talking about youth earlier, you know, competitive youth. Now, I don't know, you know, a whole lot about, you know, I haven't done enough experimentation. You know, I don't know, but I happened to go to a track and field event, a gal's track and field event, high school. And I was watching, you know, them, you know, do their, you know, various things, you know, shot put and whatever, all the different things they do, you know, running the hurdles and, you know, pretty stressful, aggressive activity. And I went over to the coach. This was just it wasn't a competitive event. It was a practice event. And I went over to the coach and I said, how would you like to have better performing every one of your athletes? And she, you know, she said, what are you talking about? Said I could demonstrate we could improve their time, we could improve their ability right now, instantly. And she said, you know, and she gathered everybody around, and I said, you know, do you know their time? You know, how are we going to, you know, judge this? okay? And she, yeah, everyone of them knows their time. And I said, all right, let's do a little experiment, okay? And I gave mm-hmm. them the earthing card. The earthing card. They just grabbed the earthing card, you know, put it in their, you know, whatever, some way that they were able to hold it with them when they did exactly the same activity that they had been doing that day, all day. And every one of them got better performance.
Amazing.
It's not That's, amazing. It just makes so much sense because,
yes.
you know, the fact is that they now are beginning to have less inflammation, you know, whatever that inflammation is caused from, you know, maybe too much exercise. That causes inflammation, you know, so they eliminated part of that instantly in EMF. You know, it just so happens that high school was close. There's a big, I think it's a 4G tower near their football field where they were, you know, kind of, you know, going through their athletic competition. Well, does it make any sense that your performance might increase if you could, you know, mitigate some of the complication of that EMF? Well, I saw it demonstrated girl after girl after girl, everyone. So all I could say is we have some amazing technology that the world needs to know about, and they don't. We're failing royally. We need to step up our game and make people aware.
Cool. Very cool. Well, I just thought I, you know, two ill dogs, and then the lady that is talking to me, she's got a new pup. Make sure she keeps that pup healthy. So I have three clients lined up, and I don't have my product yet.
Got it. And the puppy doesn't have any access to CBD. You know, where's it going to get it in its diet? It's a mammal just like we are.
Right. I know mine will go out and try to eat grass, and that's not good. That's an indication of an imbalance.
Yeah,
but
sure is.
I've got an EMF tag on her already that I got from a different source, but I can stick things to her tag that will improve. If she's already acting like a puppy since I put the EMF tag on her. It's already made a marked improvement. But I think the earthing, a little snippet of earthing wouldn't hurt her at all, even though she does like to lie on the grass. And
well, you start lying on the grass doesn't necessarily mitigate the complications of EMF. So our earthing card in the water that we make out of our, you know, running it over the earthing card or dropping it into a bucket and then, you know, filling various things with, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the video in your back office. We have an incredible video from a young lady that owns a farm, and she has goats and cows and, you know, dogs.
Oh, really? Okay.
And when you watch and listen to some of the experiments, you know, she went out and she put she hides the various modalities on her body, and the bull will come over and it will, you know, and the bull's not normally nosy and it's certainly not friendly normally. It comes over and it noses the area where the energy card is.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I haven't gotten to that one yet. I've watched about a dozen of them so far.
Well, they're really cool. You'll learn. Keep learning. You know, join us on Saturdays when you can. Every Saturday morning we have an incredible, informative seminar, usually with a practitioner. And unfortunately, because some of them are international and they don't really listen to our compliance regulations enough, we'll never see them again. You know, you can catch them when they're
Oops.
Live.
Oops. Yeah. Now, is it the same phone number?
No, it's available in your
webinar.
Back office.
Pardon me?
It's a live webinar on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern at 8 a.m. Pacific. And it's a Zoom webinar, although there are dial-in numbers for that. So, you know, wherever you're located, you could dial in if you can't watch the webinar. And that's detailed in your back office. And for our team members and everybody, you know, kind of listening tonight pretty much is a part of our family now. We have a team resource site that I put together. It's called tinyurl.com/sharingtools. tools.
Yeah.
And when you get down to the pink area on there, you'll see the invitation to this radio blog show and also to the webinar. So you can just click on that pink area and it'll take you right into that webinar every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, cool.
Try to make it as easy as we can. We're learning.
Yeah, well, the technology is changing faster than we can catch.
It is, which is a great thing because we're on the cutting edge of that with our quantum resonating energy.
Well, I've just got all kinds of ideas blasting around in my head of things to do, use it for different things, different patches for different things. Yeah.
Sure. And again, understand this is going to really open everybody's vision, I hope, to the fact that these resonators are so powerful. You can stick, you know, a CBD resonator on a glass and then fill it with water. And after a couple minutes, that water will have the resonating energy of that CBD.
Just amazing. That is just amazing.
It is amazing. And then you can serially fill that glass. You know, just don't let it run out of water. And just fill it again and, you know, drink it and fill it again. And you'll just have, you know, kind of an unlimited source of CBD. I mean, it's just amazing. You can do that with Nitro, Immunity. You can do that with the Burn. Gary's done it with the Burn. I don't know why he's not doing it now, but he should be if he can't, you know, use the patches normally.
Oh, that's right. He has the psoriasis, right?
Yeah, little condition.
Yeah, right. It's starting to clear up, but I just bought me a. It's kind of hard to keep a glass in this truck with the roads. I just found me a plastic thing to put it on today.
Okay, great.
Good.
So we're gonna go back to it.
And this is getting to be germinating season. Well, you know, 3 weeks ago we had some scientific validation that by running the water over our earthing card, or even better, over our freshness card, or even better, putting the freshness card and the earthing card into water that you're going to use to water plants, you know, or seeds, you'll get much better germination. Faster and more effective.
Neat. I'm getting ready to put a garden on patio. I live in an apartment, but I'm on the ground floor, and I have a patio.
You're gonna have the envy garden of the entire apartment complex. I mean, if you take care of your plants with quantum energy, you'll see it's amazing.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
It's like Miracle-Gro on steroids.
Yes, it is.
You have to experience it to
believe it. You know, I highly recommend that you take two plants, you know, from when you plant your seeds or whatever you're doing, or your seedling, you know, kind of crop. You know, put two in one area of the garden and then put two at the other end and only energize two of them. And then just kind of video, you know, take pictures on an ongoing basis, and you'll see such a dramatic difference.
You said the earthing card and which other one?
The food freshness card.
Oh, and the freshness. That makes sense. I just wrote it down so I won't forget it. Cool.
I'm going to
plant tomatoes, and then I'm going to plant flowers. Nobody knows what tomatoes will look like.
Now, your tomatoes may look like aliens when you're done.
Yeah, they will. They will.
They'll be so big, and there'll be a bunch of them.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to give them to all my neighbors.
That's
cool.
It. They'll come around, and you'll have a good explanation as to, hey, listen to the radio show so you can learn what's going on with my tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, come back often and bring people. We got a few more people. We got Pam back yet.
Yep, we got Pam.
Go ahead. Open up, Pam.
Go ahead,
please.
Pam.
Okay, I'm going to try this.
Welcome back, dear. Where you been?
Thank you. I've had a lot going on, and one of the things is I got a new phone, and apparently the smartphone is smarter than me, so the hang-up button is in the place where my speaker button used to be, so I apologize
for
that.
Tell us the truth. You just hung up on us. No.
I did not. So
what do you got exciting going on?
So much going on. And I just wanted to really give a testimony of how much I love this company, because I, in the midst of a whole bunch of sad stuff happening, I get this wonderful package, and I think it's my order that I placed. And here is this free earthen card, because I won second place for March.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And it's just phenomenal the way this company supports us, and the timing was perfect. So I also have been using, like you, Herb, a ton of patches. I've got the Nitro on. I've got Immunity on. I've got CBD on. I've got Relief on, and it helps. And it took me a couple days. I kind of got down in the dumps, and I had to put down my fur baby, which is always tough. And thank you. I just didn't think about it, you know, because you're down in the dumps. So anyway, I said, what are you doing, Pam? Get that patch on your body. So anyway, I had even forgotten, because when we were at the vet Sunday night, I had taken off my lanyard that I keep the earthen card and the WOW tag on, and I had put it on my rear view. So then Monday, I didn't even think about it. So it was Tuesday before I thought, you know, get your stuff back on you and start functioning again. So, but you know, it's amazing. It's not only the physical that this stuff helps with. It really does help with the emotional. And but I've missed all you guys. And truthfully, my mind has just been, you know, it's trauma brain. So it's coming back. And we have some really big, exciting events going on here at Down to Earth. We have my daughter's 40th birthday party and my semi-retirement party and Earth Week party on Saturday. I'm gearing up for that. And we've been talking to a lot of people about the products and the benefits. And so I know that it'll ramp back up here. And the coolest part about the party is my brother's band is going to be in the parking lot. So if anybody's in Florida, come on to Port Charlotte and party with us on Saturday. It's going to be a hoot.
Cool. And if you have another episode where, you know, for one reason or another, you know, emotionally life is tough, I always, you know, and this seems like an oversimplification, but add another CBD patch, you know.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, I did that. I did that on Tuesday. Yes. CBD,
it does.
Oh, cool. And it helps.
Hey, Herb, we gotta get Pam. I think she hit her goal. We gotta get Pam our little life spring. She's earned it. If not, she's real close.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely talk to her. No problem.
I just appreciate you all so much, and I've been on the call a couple times and wasn't able to get through, so I feel like, you know, I'm kind of out of touch. It's good to hear everybody and your testimonies. And this is amazing stuff. So it's just going to get better and better. And I hear new stuff is coming. So when is the new, the balance that you're trying going to be available?
After the website.
After the site's up. Exactly.
Yeah.
That could be
and we just,
8 weeks away.
We just ran into some new kind of challenges that management is working through, so that may be delaying the development of the website a little.
So whatever. It's all
okay.
Good. We're
okay.
In good hands. It's just they want to do it right. That's the bottom line. They want to do it right.
And that's another benefit of this company. So awesome. Thank you so much for the update. I'm looking forward to it. I know I have a lot of customers that are going to love that modality for sure.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll
sure.
Come back often.
Will do. If I can make my phone work, I will.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got a lot more people all of a sudden coming on here. So thank you, Pam. We're going to go to 9440, 9440. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Hi, this is Ronald from Oklahoma. I've been invited here by Gary Shaw.
Welcome, Ronald.
Hey, Ronald.
Hey, how you doing? What's happening? Hey, I had a quick testimony, something I noticed yesterday in a group of people. We were having a get-together over at a friend's house. And, you know, most people drink beer and smoke cigarettes and all that stuff. And, you know, I just noticed that in the conversation, I was observing all the guys and girls in the room, and it seemed like they were all stressed out of their minds. You know, everybody had their cell phone, so that's, what, 5 or 6 different cell phones, and the Wi-Fi was going. And I just noticed that they were all irritable, and none of them had any EMF protection or an earthing card, and I did. So I sat there quietly and just watched everything and observed, and I noticed everybody was extremely stressed out, irritable, hateful. I mean, just the horrible demeanor, you know. They were all at each other, arguing and fighting over all of their complaints in life. And I was sitting there calm and cool and collected and, you know, had no stress, had total mind focus and clarity because, you know, I felt like I was being protected from all the harmful stuff around me, you know, people too, because words can be harmful. But my point is I noticed a tremendous difference of being, you know, more calm and focused and no stress, no anxiety, no fear. Everybody else had it, but I didn't. And then I mentioned, you know, hey, how are you all protecting yourself from EMF radiation? And we had a little conversation about that. But I just wanted to tell you guys my positive testimony about it because you will notice it too. If you have an earthing card and your electronic devices are protected with EMF shields, you'll notice more that you're more calm, you know, and more focused and no stress, no physical, mental, or environmental stresses can get you. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with everybody because I noticed a tremendous difference.
The other thing
Thank
that
you,
I
Ronald.
Tend to do when I get in a partying situation, you know, I usually show up with some really miserable wine. You know, I found that you could buy, you know, whole quarts of wine or fifths of wine for $2.60 in places like Michigan. And ultimately, when I go to the, I have no idea how bad the wine is, never heard of the brands or whatever, and I'm willing to crack them open, and we do taste tests. And it is amazing at how you can improve the most rot-gutted tasting wine available on the planet. You can literally make it into a palatable and sometimes actually enjoyable wine. And you can do that with pretty much any kind of drink. You don't want to do it with carbonated drinks like champagne or beer because our earthing cards will make that go flat and people might get upset. But you'll find that you can become the, you know, kind of the center of attraction at the party with these simple little demonstrations to improve beverages at those events. So great time to begin to introduce people and do strength tests and range of motion tests and balance tests, and you'll have everybody curious at the end of the party. In fact, you'll have some people that will join you before you leave.
Absolutely. Okay, we got 2 more people in 10 minutes.
Okay. Open them up.
Okay. 7106. Jane, go ahead.
Hi, this is Jane here in Florida. I purchased
the
Wild Pet Tag, and I got myself a 30-inch ball and chain lanyard type of thing to put it around my neck. I wear it constantly. I've had a problem with sleep, especially in my older age, and I'm nice to report, I'm now sleeping 4, 5, 6 hours straight. I am thrilled that this tag is improving the quality and the quantity of my sleep.
Good for you. I'm enamored with hearing that, and it will get better.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. I love that card. I've actually had a number of people who started off with that to improve their sleep. So it's a great product. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, 3640, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, I had someone came on last night, and they said they couldn't get through. They waited and waited. And I think they're on tonight. Their number is, their last four digits is 91334. 9134. It was someone
nope.
I invited on. You don't
no,
get
no,
that?
No, we don't have a 9134 tonight. No. Nope.
Okay, well she was supposed to come on tonight. I told her to, but she was on last night and she said she couldn't get through.
Okay, well, the next time, Liz, just three-way her on to the call. You know how to do a three-way call? That way you're sure to get her on.
No, I don't know how.
Okay. We'll talk about
just
that tomorrow.
One of us.
I'll coach you.
Call one of us, and we'll three-way her in.
Or
is
Sheila is very good at three-way. She'll be glad to help you.
Is it on my phone, ad call?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Add call, yes. Add
okay.
call, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So she's really interested. She also has a brother that's really interested. And I'm so disappointed that she wasn't able to get on last night.
Don't be disappointed. I mean, that things happen. We had some challenges last night. There were several people that couldn't make it onto the bridge. So, again, just follow up with them. You know, in this particular case, you know who they are. You know, the ones of us that, you know, that are out actively inviting people and we don't know, you know, they're strangers and we don't have a way of following up. That is, you know, really kind of difficult to handle when we have technological problems. But with people like your prospect that you know who she is and you know how to follow up, you know, just don't even think about that little, you know, technological glitch. Not a big deal. Just try to get them on. We're back Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay, I do have, I want to tell you something. I bought a goji plant, and it's on my windowsill. I think that thing grew 1.5 inches overnight. I've been watering it with the water, and I've been spraying it during the day. And I know that grew 1.5 inches within a day.
What, water from the earthing card or from the freshness card?
Right.
Which one or both?
Both of them.
Okay. Oh, perfect. No wonder it's growing.
I couldn't believe it grew, but my Venetian blind. I measured around 2 inches before it hit the top of my Venetian blind. And I'll tell you what, today it was about a half inch more to go to get 2 inches. I couldn't believe it grew that fast.
That's great.
Did I spray it too during the day? I go out and I wave the card over it. I've never seen anything grow that fast.
Yep. It's remarkable.
Well, anyhow, this girl is very interested. In fact, I made up some cards and I'm passing them out. She took one and she said she's going to make some copies of it and give to her mother to take to work.
Nice. Yeah, it's unlimited where this can go. Just keep at it. Don't get discouraged. Some things don't. I guess they didn't build Rome overnight.
Call me when you can because I need to know how the security code.
Okay. Very good. Good. We'll
Thank you.
Try tomorrow. Yep. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Liz. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Liz. And that's all the hands that are up, Gary. So it's back to you and Irv.
All right. Gary, go ahead and quick burn story. You only have 7 minutes.
5 minutes.
Well, yeah. The burn, I started off, I was in an accident 12 years ago and ballooned up to 375. Well, I got down to 255, and then my skin went haywire, and I, like this Pam was saying, with everything going on and the pressure and everything going on with the Ange, I didn't think about it. Of course, it's hard to keep a glass in this truck without it, bouncing, and I finally found something today. But you definitely can lose weight. I got down to 255 using the burn, three burns with the CBD. A couple, 3 weeks ago, I got food poisoning, I think. I used WOW and Immunity and Nitro and laid on a food freshness card, and my stomach calmed down. I quit having dry heaves and throwing up and having to run to the bathroom. And Tuesday, I've been having problems for about the past 2 weeks. That old man keeps trying to come around and my wrist and hand and fingers on my left hand. And the doctor gave me a shot of cortisone, and it numbed up my whole entire left hand. When I bought a wrist thing to go around my hand. Well, I put two earthing cards. I got five of these on me. I took two earthing cards literally on Tuesday, and I stuck one at the top of my wrist underneath the band and put one down by my thumb. And I noticed this morning when I got up after having that earthing card on and wearing it since Tuesday evening, I'm able to move my hands again and bend my thumb. And I'm not in any kind of major discomfort. I took my earthing cards back and put them back in my lanyard, and I've got one in each pocket, and then I got one in my wallet. But I may be getting some more earthing cards and trying to double up, because I know I feel a lot better. And I can't wait till my skin gets rid of all this flakiness so I can go back to being patches again, because I felt a lot better when I loaded up on these patches. And hey, everyone, I got some great exciting news about my wife. She basically came through. We had a scare this past weekend. They put for 2 days, 3 days, actually for 4 days now, they've been putting IVs in her, and they did a scan this morning, and up until about 3 weeks ago, she was wearing all these medallions. But everything's shrinking. All 28 tumors have basically shrunk to less than a BB. Between the immunity therapy, which is experimental, we're using, and the chemo, which is a different type of chemo, which is experimental, and all the resonators that we had on her, everything is shrinking. So Keep her in your prayers, and maybe I'll get to keep her around a while longer. We got about 90 seconds, so I'm going to close everything out. Thank each and every single one of you, the new people and our branding partners. Thank you. We love you. Thank you for being part of the Rolling Energy Group family. We love you. We're here to help you in any way we can. And remember, we're here five nights a week, every night but Tuesday and Friday night. Coming soon, hopefully we're going to have a Tuesday and Friday night, basically Vietnamese and of Spanish. We're about really close to outgrowing this platform, so that's part of the reason you're getting busy signals. So we may be switching things up here soon. So stay tuned. Need help, contact the person that originally got you in, and we'll see you Saturday morning on the webinar. Thank you. God bless you all, and we'll see you Saturday morning. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Irv. Thank you, Richard. Goodbye.
Thank you, guys. Great show. Thank everyone for participating tonight. Appreciate your questions.